It's 8:56 and 42 degrees, dealing with some fog out there again this morning. To check on the commodity markets, we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, it was a little bit of a slow ride in this morning. Starting us off this morning, dollar trade slipping as resistance above the market appears to be holding. Crude trade is firm, holding about half-dollar gains. Peripheral influences is talk that China plans to stop U.S. bond purchases with interest rates on the or expected to rise, this should come as no surprise, but will be an influence for short-term price action. Bonds this morning are down about a point. We did not see any export sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Currently, price action, March corn, 348 and three quarters, down a quarter. May corn, 357 even, down a quarter. And new crop December, 382 and a quarter, down a quarter as well. Switching to the soybeans, January beans in delivery, 950 and a half, down five and a quarter. March beans, 957 and a quarter, down six and a quarter. And new crop November, 977 and a half, down five and a quarter. Looking at the products, March meal, 316.10, down 210. And bean oil for March, 33.66, down 4. Chicago wheat, currently for March, 432 and a half, up a quarter. July wheat, 457 and three quarters, up a quarter as well. Kansas City wheat, 439, steady on the day. July Kansas City wheat, 468, also steady on the day. Minneapolis wheat, 629 and a half, basis to March, down 1 and a quarter. And September is 626 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. Stock market looks to be down about 115, and bonds are down about a point. The trade is anticipating the USDA's supply and demand report on Friday. General Street estimates are as follows. Corn carryout figure expected to be 2.437 billion bushels, as steady from December numbers. The range of expectations was 2.263 to 2.55. Soybean carryout, 479 million, in a range from 442 to 595. December was 445. For wheat, 959 million bushels, 855 to 967 was the range. 960 was what we saw in December. Looking at production figures, corn production, 14.58 billion bushels in a range from 14.434 to 14.75. December was 14.578. Yield expectations, 175.4 in a range from 173.7 to 177. Soybean production figures, 4.430 billion bushels in a range from 4.385 to 4.475. And soybean yield expected to be 49.5 bushels to the acre in a range from 49 to 50. Pretty tight range there. Choppy, light volume expected as we wait for those USDA reports on Friday and the impending weather system coming in this weekend. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies today, dense fog and drizzle, especially this morning, with a high of 50 degrees, wind out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.